This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. What will the sports world and the athletes who compete in it look like in the year 2040? How different will the games themselves be? Will rules be changed to accommodate performance enhancements? And will cyber athletes become the norm? Those are just some of the questions a diverse group of attendees are considering this week at Arizona State University. And as I found out, ASU's Emerge Festival hopes to give attendees a glimpse of the future by redefining the meaning of sport. Now, you might think of it as the World's Fair of Athletics right here in Tempe. But some of those appearing at Emerge are not your typical athletes.
Can we call them cyber athletes?
I don't know if they would like that, but...
Ryan Scott is an ASU grad and now owner of Endgame, a sports bar for online gamers who'd rather be interactive than reactive.
It's one thing to, like, play, you know, the Super Bowl on your TVs, but then it's another to have those people actually come and play in your bar. Like, and it's something you can do because you don't need a football stadium to play it in, but all you need are the things that we provide here.
And this is serious business on campus, where an ASU team of six e-gamers recently won a national title in a competition known as Heroes of the Dorm, collecting $30,000 in scholarship money as a reward. The ASU squad of virtual athletes will be on hand to showcase their cyber skills and knowledge at Friday's Emerge event at Wells Fargo Arena. You'll also find the more traditional kind of athlete, like gold medal-winning Olympic swimmer Misty Hyman, now a member of the Sun Devils swim team, as a coach.
I started swimming because I have asthma, and I took medication for my asthma. Swimming really helped, but in some ways I was enhanced because I had medicine that made me healthy enough to be able to swim.
That, says Hyman, had her wondering how performance enhancers could factor into the future of her sport by remembering its past.
Especially in swimming, something that's always been an issue is our steroids. And where do you draw the line with whether it's physical enhancements through drugs or through your bathing suit or what things you allow and what things you don't. And so that's always been an issue in sport. I mean, you think of what Mark Spitz had when he swam. He didn't even have goggles.
Hyman, who grew up in Mesa and won a gold medal in the 200-meter butterfly at the 2000 Summer Games in Sydney, believes there are all sorts of possibilities.
Really, many of us think about the idea of, are there going to be genetically engineered athletes? And maybe there already are. And how does that change the rules? And are there different leagues that happen because you're genetically engineered and you're not? And is sport even relevant in, you know, 50 years from now?
While Emerge 2016 may not have the answers, it will be raising plenty of questions like that during its free festival at the arena on Friday. Cindy Kuhn is producing the event for ASU.
We're saying maybe the athletes do go away and it becomes robot soccer. Or maybe we go the other way and we get rid of all technology and we go back to just athletics.
Emerge is in its sixth year and is the brainchild of Joel Garrow, whose day job is professor at ASU's Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law.
This is really about the future of what it means to be human. That's what Emerge really cares about. What we're interested in is that sport is as ancient as it gets as a maker of what it means to be human.
The storytellers, or visitations, as Garrow refers to them, will be spread across the athletic spectrum and for all abilities. Para-athletes will participate in wheelchair rugby, and the latest prosthetics will be on display on the basketball court. And there's even a special edition of the Arizona Storytellers series featuring some of the area's top athletes discussing the future of sport. It all starts Friday at 5 o'clock. Admission is free, but you must be registered first online at emerge.asu.edu. And this is Morning Edition.